大家新年好，希望你这个假期过得很愉快。
Yeah, it's time to dive back into the Gospel of Mark.
我们要重新回来看马可福音了。
And we're about halfway through the book.
我们也看马可福音不长，我们也看了一半了。
And I really felt like this particular text impacted me in a personal way. Yeah.
我在准备的时候觉得这段圣经在对我自己说话。
It comes to the very core of who we are, who we claim to be.
这段圣经涉及到我们的核心，到底我们是谁，我们说我们是谁。
It's about what is our vision of the kingdom of God.
你对于神的国到底存一个什么样的期盼。
What is our version, our understanding of what this kingdom should be like?
你对于神国的认识和理解有多少呢？
Unfortunately, many have settled for their own version of the kingdom.
圣经里面耶稣讲了一篇神国的教导，但是我们每个信的人自己对于神国的到底是什么，就各有各的理解。
Today's text is going to deal with conflict and confusion.
今天呢讲的就是冲突和疑惑困惑。
Conflict with the religious leaders who won't leave Jesus alone.
这个冲突是什么呢？就是耶稣和这些宗教领袖他们之间的冲突，他们不放过耶稣，总是来找他的麻烦。
And confusion about who just is this Jesus, this Rabbi Jesus, and what is he doing?
然后这个困惑是关于耶稣到底是谁，他是个拉比，那这个拉比到底是谁呢？
And what is distinctive about his teaching as compared to the teaching that they hear from the other religious leaders?
尤其是当耶稣的教训和其他宗教领袖的教训他们不一样的时候，那怎么办呢？
Have you ever encountered people along your journey in life that they insist they just will not believe the gospel?
在你一生中有没有碰见一个人，他们怎么地就是不相信福音？
At least until somehow God can open the heavens and prove to them that it's real.
他们说，除非神给我显个神迹，否则我就是不信。
But the fact is, if you know the person, maybe you discover over time that, you know, there's something going on with their heart.
你如果认识这样的人，你就知道，经过一段时间的认识了解后，他其实他心里是有他的问题的。
And that regardless of how much evidence you might be able to share, they're just kind of stubborn in their spirit.
这些你不管有到底显出多少个神迹给他看，他还是不信。
No matter what you try to convince them of, they're not going to change.
你不管怎么劝他，他也不会改变。
They're not going to believe.
他就是不信。
They're not willing or ready to hear or receive the message.
他不愿意听，也不愿意接受这个信息。
And I think it's because many times, if you know that person, they're on their own journey, they're listening to their own voice.
你当你发现这些人，他常常他的生活就是一条路。
They're following their own philosophy and way of life that's centered upon them and what they want.
他们以自我为中心，他们有他的生活的道路和方向的，他不会改变。
And that's what we're going to see in this text today.
那我们今天看的这段经文就讲到这些。
With the religious leaders, no matter what Jesus says or does, we're going to see they're like that.
这些宗教领袖他们不管耶稣说什么做什么 他就是不信。
Let's go ahead and read the text in English together.
我们把这段的英文圣经再读一遍。
And immediately he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the district of Dalmanutha. Verse 11. The Pharisees came and began to argue with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him.And he sighed deeply in his spirit, and he said, Why seek a sign? Truly, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation. And he left them, got into the boat again, and went to the other side. Now they had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat.And he cautioned them, saying, Watch out. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And they began discussing with one another the fact that they had no bread. And Jesus, aware of this, said to them, Why are you discussing the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand?Are your hearts hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up? And they said to him, 12. And the 7 for the 4,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up? And they said to him, 7. And he said to them, do you not understand? Okay. How many people have seen that text before today?
Most of you? Okay.
We see in verse 10, it says, immediately they got into the boat with the disciples, and they went to this west side of the lake, Dalmanutha.
So we see, 根据上下文，耶稣行完那个神迹，给4,000人吃饱以后，他马上就带了门徒上船，到了一个地方叫大努马他。
And Mark presented as happening shortly after the feeding of the 4,000.
这个事情发生的之前的什么事呢？就是耶稣喂饱了四千人。
And as we compare scripture with scripture, we discover in Matthew's gospel that it's in a region of Magadan or a city near Magdala.
所以你如果看福类福音，比如说像马太福音也有记载类似的地方，马太称那个地方叫做马加丹。
And guess who Jesus encounters on the other side of the lake?
所以耶稣到了湖的那一边，或者湖的西边。
It's the religious leaders.
他当时又碰到谁了呢？就是宗教领袖。
Right, and it says in verse 11, the Pharisees came, and they began to argue with Jesus, seeking from Jesus a sign from heaven to test him.
所以我们就看见这里说，法利赛人这就出来盘问耶稣。求他从天上显个神迹给他们看，想要试探他。
Why?
你想他为什么要做这个呢？
Well, they want to confront or oppose Jesus.
他们要挑战耶稣，他们要反对耶稣。
And like some people that we meet in life, they just want to argue.
我们知道我们人生中有常常碰见有些人，他就是喜欢跟你辩论。
And a few verses later, Mark also mentions not only the Pharisees, but a group called the Herodians.
但马太福音也会记到，那里不光有法利赛人，还有另外一种人，叫做西律党的人。
Right, yeah. And then if we look at the Gospel of Matthew, we also see the Sadducees were there as well.
马太福音还记得那边还有撒都该人也来了。
That's in Matthew 16 verse 1.
那是马太福音16章一节。
And all three of these parties, right, the Herodians, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, they enjoyed significant religious and political influence.
所以我们看到这有三组人的话，法利赛人、撒都该人和西律党的人，他们这三个人都是在社会上有头有脸的人，他们都跑得过来要找耶稣的麻烦。
Yeah. And, you know, they're threatened by this young Rabbi Jesus.
他们都觉得他们的既得利益被耶稣威胁到了。
And so they ask for something.
他们就来问耶稣。
They ask for another sign.
他要耶稣再显一个神迹。
As they kind of resume this conversation that began in Mark chapter 3, actually.
我们还记得他第一次他问耶稣要神迹的时候是马可福音第三章。
They want a sign from heaven.
他们要一个从天上来的神迹。
Which means they want more validation from God about who Jesus is.
他们要神来验证，从天上验证耶稣是谁。
Not just a personal miracle that Jesus might do for someone.
所以如果耶稣在地上显一个神迹的话，他觉得那个不算。
Because they've already dismissed Jesus, and whenever they see Jesus minister in a personal way to someone, they've already concluded, okay, Jesus is doing this somehow in collaboration with the devil.
所以他们觉得耶稣在地上行的神迹是因为跟魔鬼合作，所以他成了行的神迹，所以他要耶稣从天上显一个神迹给他看，然后认证是上帝在认可他的。
And it's likely that this group of religious leaders had already heard about the feeding of the 4,000, and maybe they're asking for another miracle on that scale.
所以他们可能已经这些人已经可能听说了耶稣之前喂饱了四千人哈，他们觉得这个可能还可以哈，要再来一个这么大规模的神迹才算。
Presumably to authenticate Jesus and his teaching.
所以他们要来验证，通过这种更大规模的神迹来验证耶稣他是他所说的那个。
Right, and his ministry, is it actually from God?
所以耶稣所做的事工是当时是不是从神来的呢？
And it's the kind of doubtful request for a miracle or a sign that we see actually in different places in the Bible.
圣经其实好多地方都有这种人要问耶稣或者想 要验证耶稣的神迹是不是从天上来的。
We just recently went through the Christmas season, right?
我们刚刚过了圣诞节的这个假期。
One of the stories we saw was John the Baptist's father, his name was Zechariah. He was a priest.
我们如果读圣诞节的故事会可能想到撒迦利亚的故事。撒迦利亚是约翰的爸爸。
We see that there was an encounter with an angel that Zechariah had.
我们记得撒迦利亚有跟遇见了天使。
And, I think Zechariah was having a hard time believing what he was hearing, and he wanted more proof, more validation, and so he ended up being judged because his attitude wasn't quite right.
我们记得天使跟撒迦利亚说话，撒迦利亚不信，然后要跟天使说，我要有个什么兆头，要什么记号。让我信呢？这个就他就天使就让他哑巴了。
It's like the attitude we see sometimes with people. We share the gospel with them, and they say, "Huh? Really? You're kidding me, right?"
所以撒迦利亚是因为他的态度不好，所以天使得给他惩罚他了。那我们现实中遇到的人，你跟他说什么，他就说，是吗？真的吗？就摆出这种样子来，就也同样的态度。
And so the real intent is to test Jesus.
这个态度就是你要试炼耶稣。
This is what Mark tells us. What we mean by test is tempt Jesus, actually.
不是试炼，是试探耶稣啊。
And according to, of course, the tradition of the Jews, yes, if there is a prophet who claims to speak God's word, yes, you should test the miracle-working prophet.
在旧约里面，神也说了，如果有先知用神的名行些神迹的话，你要试炼那个人。
Of course, not all prophets are miracle working, but the point is, it's okay to test the prophets, but you have to watch your attitude.
对，有些人说他先知，同时他也能够行神迹的话，你更是要试验他到底是不是出于神的。
And their attitude was like, okay, I'm testing you, but really I want to tempt you.
但是你当你试炼或者说你试炼一个人是不是真的先知的时候，你要注意你自己的态度，你不能是说我一边试炼你，我一边试探你。
Yeah, they want to undermine Jesus, his credibility and his following.
所以这里的这三股人呢，他们是要试探耶稣啊，他们其实是想毁坏耶稣的见证。
And I think these religious leaders were unaware that dark powers were using them, speaking through them.
他们可能做这样做，他可能并没有意识到魔鬼其实在使用他们。
And they want to somehow trip Jesus up or distract him.
他们就想绊倒耶稣，或者说给他让他失去方向。
It's the same word we find earlier in this gospel in Mark chapter 1 verse 13. And it was when Satan is testing Jesus out there in the wilderness.
这个就跟魔鬼直接试探耶稣，那是记载在马可福音一章十三节的时候，魔鬼直接试探耶稣。这里呢，这三伙人。被魔鬼使用来试探耶稣。
Right, and so we see the enemy, the devil coming, tempting Jesus, right?
所以魔鬼还是一直想找一直在试探耶稣。
How was he tempting Jesus?
那这一次他怎么试探耶稣呢？
Well, he was tempting him to exercise his power, right? Yeah, somehow manifest your power, display how incredibly miraculous your acts are.
所以他的试探就是说，你要是神的儿子，你就显出你的神迹出来给我们看呢。
They want him to be a power-oriented Messiah.
所以让他等于是就是借着这个挑战、这个试探来说，你有本事吗？你拿出我们瞧瞧。
And actually, the enemy still works that way with some people. They're all about power.
所以这个一定要显出自己的能力啊！这个呢，仇敌常常用这个诡计。
They want to see impressive feats.
他想看你的壮举。
Right. And the intent of the powers, these dark powers, is to turn Jesus away from his real mission.
所以他这样试探的耶稣的目的是让耶稣从他真正的他的目标偏移开来。
Which ultimately is to go to the cross.
耶稣的目的是什么呢？就是为我们上十字架。他希望耶稣借着行神迹显能力把他从他的真实的目标上 走开。
We might say that Jesus is a cross-directed, cross-oriented Messiah.
耶稣是一个弥是个弥赛亚，是个救世主。那他是为了我们的，他是为了上十字架而成为这个救世主的。
Who is initiating a cross-shaped kind of kingdom?
所以他的神的耶稣带进来的神的国是以十字架为中心的。
Well, how does Jesus respond to this tempting and testing?
但是魔鬼和借着这三伙人要让耶稣显出他的全能来，而不是那他们怎么做呢？
Mark tells us in verse 12, and Jesus sighed deeply in his spirit.
所以当他们这样做，耶稣的反应是什么呢？耶稣就叹息。
And then he said, why does this generation seek a sign?
圣经上说耶稣心里深深的叹息，说这世代为什么求神迹呢？
Truly I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation.
我实在告诉你们，没有神迹给这世代看。
So Jesus has a question for this adulterous, this disloyal generation.
耶稣对这个世代，一个不忠诚的世代，他有很深的叹息。
It's a generation whose ways grieve God.
这个世代他们所作所行让神很伤心。
Right. This generation is biblical language for how God talked about Israel when they were going through the wilderness. They were disloyal to God. They were being tested and tried and they were found unfaithful, rebellious.
这个世代的人就跟当初过红海过了红海以后在旷野漂流的第一代人一样，他们不相信神，对神不忠诚。
And it's the very same phrase, the same language we see in the Old Testament. They were, it was called this generation.
圣经上有个特指这个词叫做那一代的人。
And I think Jesus is alluding to that kind of generation.
耶稣就是这里用的话就是指到说他们这一代人就跟上一代那些人一样。
And Jesus just sighs deeply, I think so grieved in his heart.
耶稣心里非常难过，他心里深深的叹息。
It's something we saw manifested also earlier in this gospel when Jesus healed a man who was deaf and mute.
在之前马可第七章时，我们看到耶稣医治了一个又聋又哑的人，当时耶稣也是叹息。
When he saw how broken this man was and how broken people were day in and day out, it just causes him at times to.
当耶稣看到那个人和那个世代都如此的破碎的话，他就叹息。
When he sees how broken and hard-hearted people are, like these religious leaders.
当耶稣这里看到这些宗教领袖，他们如此的心里不正，他耶稣也是心里叹息。
Jesus as the Son of Man, he doesn't try to avoid those feelings, those experiences, and he sighs deeply within himself.
耶稣作为全能的人，他心里头也是有感受的，就是看到这些不好的地方的话，他心里也难受。
Unbelief.
就尤其看到这些人的不信。
Their efforts to undermine everything that Jesus is doing day after day.
他们所做所行就是要破坏耶稣的见证。
Just weighs on you.
所以耶稣就难过，就叹息。
Right? Why do you seek a sign? Jesus asked them.
耶稣问说：“你们为什么要求神迹呢？”
Your insistence on one more sign really speaks volumes. Do you know that phrase, speak volumes?
耶稣觉得他们这个坚持要再看多一个神迹，实际上说出了很多他们内心深处的东西。
Yeah, I mean, it tells us a lot about who these people are when we say speaks volumes. 不知道怎么讲。
Speak volume 就是说你他们就把一两句话，这个把他心里深处的东西都给他勾出来了。
Yeah, yeah. And so your generation, he says, your generation don't really want to know or receive the truth. Yeah.
耶稣意思就是说他们这些人或者这个世代的人，他们根本不关心什么是真理。
When you encounter someone like that, where they want one more sign from God, it indicates something. It tells us, do they really want to know and receive the truth? Maybe not.
那这些人就是说，我要再多一个神迹就好了。其实意思，耶稣想说，他到底是不是真心关心神的真理呢？
Right. I think it shows that the people are disingenuous.
这显示这 诚实的。
They're not likely to be aware of how hypocritical they sound.
他们可能自己也没有意识到自己是多么的假冒伪善。
Because we see in Matthew's Gospel the same incident, and Jesus points out that somehow you're able to discern and observe the weather and patterns very easily.
所以在马太福音那里也记载说，他说耶稣就说你们这些人对于这个天气的能够非常敏感的识别这个天气要变化了，但是对于这个世代的气象你却没有办法。
He says it in Matthew chapter 16 there, verse 3, right? You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the time. Sorry about that. This is Matthew 16, verse 3. Yeah.
耶稣说你们能够分辨这个气象，但却不能够分辨这个时代。
I think that's good right there, yeah.They're unable to discern actually what God is doing right in front of them, right among them, where Jesus is breathing, working, and serving.
所以耶稣就说，他们可以分辨天气，但是呢，对这个分辨这个时候的神迹，他们没办法分辨。
Why? Why can't they see?
为什么他们看的时候看不到呢？
Why can't they not perceive who Jesus is?
而且尤其是当他们看到耶稣，他看不到耶稣到底是谁呢？
Perhaps because they've already rejected his message, they've already rejected the messenger Jesus.
因为原因就是因为他们拒绝了耶稣的信息，所以也把耶稣的这个讲信息这个人也拒绝了。
Moreover, they hold to another version of the kingdom.
他们脑袋里有个先入为主，有一套就是神的国应该就是这样子的。
It's a version that doesn't include Jesus.
他那一套神的国的概念里头不包括耶稣。
It doesn't take seriously his teachings.
也不包括耶稣的教训。
Jesus is a threat.
耶稣对他们讲就是个威胁。
And they have to either silence him or somehow change him so that he will endorse their systems of power.
他们要么让耶稣闭嘴，要么就要收买耶稣，来照着他们想的方法来做。
And I picked up some of these gleanings from a commentator named Timothy Gombas, who I'm indebted to.
我这些理解是从一个解经家叫做 Timothy Gombas 这个人写的著作来学到的。
Thus their request for another sign, Jesus says, is not granted.
所以耶稣也不会给他们再显一个神迹了。
Right? God doesn't obligate himself to honor insincere requests like that.
神也不会因为一些人不诚实的要求而一定要做点什么。
Because they've alreadyrefused to receive the message from the signs that Jesus has already performed.
所以之前耶稣做了很多的神迹，讲了很多话，他们都不愿意接受。那这里耶稣也不愿意再多行什么神迹给他们看。
They have refused to hear what Jesus is really trying to teach them.
耶稣已经说了很多次了，他就是拒绝听，也拒绝相信。
Because such demands from people like that need one more sign, one more bit of evidence spring from willful unbelief.
他的心就是已经刚硬，已经决定不信了，但是还要来找耶稣说你再来一个神迹给我们看，所以耶稣不做。
And so Jesus says no signs for a people like that.
耶稣说像对你们这些人没有神迹给你看。
Except for one sign.
但是有一个给你看。
Right?Except for the sign of Jonah, Jesus says.
就是在旧约里面记载了约拿的神迹。
Right? Matthew 16:4, an evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah.
所以在马太福音16章4节那里记载说，一个邪恶淫乱的世代求神迹，除了约拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他看。
And then you know the rest of the verse. Jesus talks about Jonah being 3 days and 3 nights in the well, and he's trying to allude to how this is pointing to his upcoming resurrection.
So, 耶稣就讲了一下约拿的神迹到底怎么回事呢？就约拿三天三夜在大鱼的肚子里面，就是预表的耶稣三日三夜要在地的深处，将来要复活。
Yeah, I should say his burial and resurrection, right? Yeah, yeah.And so this is a reference to that resurrection, which is the ultimate sign that Jesus is saying. I won't give you any other signs, only this sign.
So 耶稣不给他们看别的神迹，只引导他们去看那个复活的神迹。
But even that sign will be dismissed, as if you keep reading through the Bible, you'll see as the gospel goes and travels through the book of Acts, you'll see that many of these same religious leaders will not respond to this ultimate sign.
所以这个最终的神迹就是什么呢？就是死里复活的神迹啊！但是即便如此，我们看着圣经继续往后看，就发现这些宗教里就还是不关心这个神迹。
And I brought to mind to me that one parable that Jesus talks about Lazarus, a poor man, and a rich man who went to hell.
我们还记得耶稣讲了另外一个比喻，就说那个乞丐拉撒路他死了，然后他生前在一个财主的门口讨饭。那个财主也不给他东西吃，后来那个财主也死了。
Do you remember what the rich man requested when he was in hell?
后来那个财主在阴间里面看见拿撒路，就跟亚伯拉罕求。
He says, "I have other brothers, and they're going to end up here with me. So please send Lazarus back to my family so he can witness from the dead." And Jesus said, "No."
所以那个财主就求亚伯拉罕说：“我还有好几个弟兄。”求你让拿撒路从死里复活，去告诉我还活着那几个弟兄，叫他们不要像我那样子过那种日子，这样子以至于死后到这个阴间来。
And in this story, of course, Abraham is speaking with this man, and Abraham says, "No, they won't believe that either."
亚伯拉罕就说，死人复活他们也不，他们有摩西的律法，但是他们已经不信，即便有个人死里复活，跟他们讲，他们还是不会信的。
Even if someone from the dead were to come back.
所以即便有人死里复活还是不信。
Right. He said, they have Moses, they have the law, they have the prophets, they have the testimony of God, they need to listen to that.
所以亚伯拉罕意思就是说他们有摩西有先知有律法有神自己的话就足够他们相信了。如果这些都不信即便有人死里复活他还是不信。
Yeah. That word of testimony, whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament, must be taken seriously.
那个见证这个字哈，不管是旧约的见证还是新约的见证，大家都要慎重的对待。
So what does Jesus do?
那耶稣做什么呢？
走了。He goes. He takes off. And he left them. He got into the boat again. And he went to the other side.
耶稣就没有再理这些人了，他就离开那地方了。
Right? He left them.
他爱他们。
He didn't.
他离开他们。
He didn't waste any more time trying to argue with them.
他根本没有跟他们浪费时间。
He's not obligated to spend more and more time with people who refuse the knowledge of the truth.
因为这些人不信，耶稣也在不再跟他们再讲什么。
Right. And so he feels no pressure, no guilt. He leaves them. I've got more work to do.
他有更重要的事要做，所以就走了。
Right. And so grieved. Yes, I'm sure Jesus is very grieved by this encounter with the Pharisees and religious leaders. But he says, let's go over to the other side.
所以耶稣心里难过，但他也不在这世上纠结。
And so they get into the boat, and let's see what happened on the way there.
他就上了船，然后离开那地方了。
It says verse 14. Now they had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. And he cautioned them, saying, "Watch out, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." And they began discussing with one another the fact that they had.No bread.
所以他们在船上，门徒忘了带饼，在船上除了一个饼，没有别的食物。耶稣嘱咐他们说：“你们要谨慎，防备法利赛人的笑和希律的笑。”他们就彼此议论说：“这是因为我们没有饼吗？”
Jesus warns them of the corrupting toxins in the Pharisees or the religious leaders' teaching.
耶稣这里说的要他们防备的是。法利赛人的教训中的有毒的地方。
Something about what they were teaching and the way they were living, Jesus says, "I want you to beware, be careful, be on your guard."
所以法利赛人所做所行中有些地方是有毒的，是不好的。
But apparently the 12 they misunderstand Jesus.
但是那十二个门徒没有听懂耶稣说的话的意思。
Now bear in mind they had just left this confrontation with the religious leaders on the other side.
他们刚刚见证了耶稣和这个宗教领袖之间的这个冲突。
And somehow they thought that Jesus was talking about bread.
他们觉得耶稣讲的就是饼。
Right? They discussed, it says, who forgot the bread or how they somehow forgot to bring more bread.
他们就想说，哦，那是饼，那到底是谁的责任该带饼，谁忘了带呢？什么时候忘了带呢？
So I think it, whatever Jesus was communicating, it just went right over their head.
所以耶稣讲的他们从他左耳进右耳出，这个没听见一样。
And it seemed that when they heard the word leaven, they automatically heard or heard in their mind bread.
所以当他们听到笑这个字的时候，他们自动就想到饼。
And apparently they didn't see any connection with the leaven and what Jesus was saying about the Pharisees and the Herodians.
所以他们没有想到耶稣讲这个笑这个字的意思呢，耶稣实际上讲的是法利赛人和希律党的人的教训。
Except maybe that, okay, we're supposed to be careful that we don't take bread from the Pharisees.
他们可能想说，哦，我们应该想他可能在面包里放毒啊，所以我们不能拿他的面包。
But Jesus is warning them of something more significant than bread.
但耶稣这里讲的是 不是讲到这个面包，他讲到是更高的东西，更深的东西。
Some modern translations will use the word yeast. Be careful of the yeast or the leaven of the religious and political leaders.
所以这里讲的是要防备这个法利赛人和希律党的他们的笑。
Now occasionally leaven in the Bible is used in a positive way, sometimes in a negative manner.
所以我们注意这个笑在这个圣经里面有时候讲的是正面的东西，有时候讲的是负面的东西。
If you look at the context, you'll be able to discern which way it's being used.
但你要看上下文，你就那个明白到底圣经讲到那个笑是讲的正面的呢，还是讲到负面的。
Obviously, Jesus' use of leaven in this context is negative.
我们可以很清楚地看到耶稣这里讲的笑是讲到的是负面的。
And he seems to indicate that a little leaven can corrupt everything around it.
意思就是说这一点点的笑能够把周围全团的面都给它破坏了。
Of course, Jesus is talking about their teachings.
耶稣这里讲的是法利赛人的教训。
Which include their version or their vision of the kingdom.
尤其是法利赛人对于国度的认知。
And we might say instead of kingdom, your best life, their version of how to live the blessed life.
法利赛人他们觉得这个国度的意思呢，就是说你的一生要都非常好，你的生活非常好，那就是国度了。
I gleaned this from the commentator Tim Gombas, the following here under 2A.
所以这个解经学家这个叫 Tim Gombas 他就这样写了哈。
And then you can do your best to try to translate this for me. It's the manner in which the Pharisees and Herod operate is a complex of motivations, attitudes,aims and behaviors that are counter to the dynamic of the kingdom of God. And I will pause there for you.
所以这些法利赛人或者希律党的人，他们对于这个神国的认知和耶稣所讲的是相反的。
Okay, all right, good. Herod and the Pharisees operate from self-preservation, self-protection, and self-advancement as they scratch and claw to hold on to power.
所以法利赛人、希律党这些人，他们是属于自我保留、自我保护、自我高抬的这种人哈。他们用尽一切手段想保护自己已经得到的利益和权利。
And actually, it's not so different than some teachings you hear today that people say, yeah, follow Jesus and you can rise in power, you rise in influence and you can be a strong person. And they have these different motivations for knowing and following God.
所以这个讲的是跟我们现在这个成功神学其实很像哈。
Right, yeah. And the second part here is the yeast.The small element that in their teaching can eventually pervade a larger body of a life of self-orientation that seeks advancement, leadership that goes the way of self-promotion, self-absorption, that mistreats people, that exploits others.
所以当你有这种神学思想的话呢，你一切的行为生活都是以自我为中心的。当你一切都是以自我为中心，就会导致你对于不会去顾他人，甚至去剥削别人，来成就你自己。
Right. And this sort of teaching results in character that will not hear the message of the self-sacrificing kingdom of God, and so they reject the gospel of the kingdom.
所以这个与耶稣所讲的这个自我牺牲，因为耶稣自己牺牲了他自己来救我们，所以他们这个法利赛人他想的这套神学也好，或者说对于神国的观念也好，与耶稣讲的这个 自我牺牲的这个精神完全相反，所以他们根本就不愿意听耶稣讲的话。
And another interesting aspect is as we look at the original language, in this case the Aramaic, we see a, maybe what is a play on words.
那耶稣这里讲到另外一点呢，就是他刚好这个字哈，这个有，因为他当时用这个阿拉姆语，他讲到这个教训这个字和这个笑这个字
right,
发音是很像的。
Yeah, so when we see the word leaven or the word yeast, it comes from yeast coming from tamira, and the word for teaching is amira, and so you can see how those two could be playing on one another. Jesus just trying to say, be careful of their teaching.
所以在这个阿拉姆语里面，这个教训这个字是 amira, 这个笑这个字是 kamira, 所以听起来很像。所以耶稣等于是耶稣用了一个阿拉伯语的双关语来跟我们讲。
Alright, so the Herodians, they had their own vision. Their own vision of what the blessed life, the kingdom life should look like.
所以这个希律党这一批人，他们对于什么叫做神的国在地上呢，他有他的理解。
It was about, you know, getting along with the Romans so you can preserve your power.
因为他们是希律党的人，所以他们是更朝他们的生活理念更朝向政治方面的，他意思就是你要跟罗马政府搞好关系，免得他打过来了。
And the Sadducees also had their own vision.
那撒都该人也有他的理念，他对于到底什么是神的国在地上呢，他也有套想法。
And they were typically, you know, were the people you would find on the council, the ruling council called the Sanhedrin.
所以当时这个撒都该人呢，他们是在公会里面的大部分的人，成员都是撒都该人。
And it seems as you read between the lines, they're more interested in preserving their political power than in finding out what God wants them to do.
他们更关心的是他们既得的政治权利。
Right. So you have the Pharisees, you have the Sadducees, you have the Herodians, they have their own vision of what the blessed life, or what we might call the kingdom of God, should be like.
就所以这三伙人各有各的各怀鬼胎哈，他们对于神的国或者说什么叫做一个丰富的人生，他们各有各的理念。
And I think, you know, we're not surprised by that. We see the same thing in our own generation.
日光之下没有新事，那时候他们怎么想，现在人照样这样想。
We see it today politically how different Christians are responding in very negative, non-Christ-like ways when they get on social media, and it doesn't look very Christian.
所以你去看一些社交媒体上，有些人自己说他自己基督徒，但他所做所行所展示出来的是跟基督的教训是相反的。
These people self-identify as Christians, but what they really want is their voice. They want power. They want influence. They're trying to build the kingdom their way.
有些人号称基督徒，但他实际上他建立的不是神的国，而是自己的国。
And they use God's name, but it's mostly just talk.
但他用号称神的名，但他实际上都是嘴巴上说说而已。
So we see the same thing happening in our times. This text is so relevant.
所以我们看见这在现在的社会跟那个时候的也是没有差太远。
And Jesus says, "Be on your guard."
耶稣说你们要小心。
Right, the yeast, the leaven, it can get in there, and once that yeast is inside, it just permeates.
你要小心这个笑，这个不好的笑，如果进到你里面，很快就把他周围的事情都给你毁坏了。
Right, yeah. Jesus is warning his followers to steer clear of all such corrupt teachings. This is number four here. Yeah.
所以耶稣就警告他的门徒要小心这种教训。
Right. Jesus just avoid it altogether.
所以说要逃避，要小心。
And we'll continue in verse 17. And Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why are you discussing the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear?"
So, 耶稣看出门徒在讨论的事情，就说：“你们为什么因为没有饼就议论呢？你们还不醒悟，还不明白吗？”你们的心还是愚顽吗？你们有眼睛看不见吗？有耳朵听不见吗？也不记得吗？
So Jesus is not surprised when the religious leaders are behaving this way, responding in this manner. But Jesus here now is focused on his own 12 disciples.
所以耶稣对于法利赛人或者说宗教领袖他们的不信，耶稣并不奇怪。但耶稣发现他自己的门徒还没有听懂他的话，耶稣觉得很惊讶。
He's questioning these disciples who are dull.
他觉得这门徒怎么这么钝呢？
Right? Jesus is paraphrasing, applying God's word from Jeremiah chapter 5.
耶稣这里讲的话其实是引用了旧约耶利米书第五章二十一节那句话。
And actually Jesus does this a lot. If you study very carefully through the Gospels, you see that Jesus is quoting Old Testament prophets all the time.
你看耶稣很多话其实都是引用了旧约上的话。
Or making an allusion or a reference to something one of the prophets said.
或者引用或者说间接的引导指向一个先知的话。
And in this case, it's from verse 21. Hear this, O foolish and senseless people. That word senseless, you can underline it. You don't sense what is going on. Who have eyes, but see not. Who have ears, but hear not.
所以旧约那句话是这样说的话，愚昧无知的百姓啊，你们有眼不看，有耳不听，现在当听这话。
Why are you talking about bread, Jesus asked.
耶稣说，为什么还在讲面包呢？
Why cannot you perceive what I'm saying?
为什么你们听不懂我说的话呢？
I've repeatedly given you insights into what the kingdom of God is like.
耶稣说，我已经好多次连续的告诉你们到底神的国是什么样子的。
Are you also blind?
你是不是也像这个宗教领袖和群众这样的瞎眼呢？
Are your hearts hardened?
或者你的心刚硬呢？
Are you unable to perceive the nature of God's kingdom?
就是怎么地不懂神的国到底是怎么样呢？
And then Jesus asked his disciples the question that's on everyone's mind.
最后耶稣问他的门徒这个问题。
He says, don't you remember what I just did?
你们不记得我之前刚做了什么吗？
Right, I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000. I broke 7 loaves for the 4,000. You don't remember that miracle?
耶稣说我刚之前拨了五个饼分给5,000人。又拨了7个饼分给4,000人，不记得了吗？
You don't realize what's happening in these miracles that I am the Messiah. I'm bringing in a whole new way of life, a kingdom of abundance. You don't see?
记得我作为生命的主，我把生命的粮赐给人吃，不记得了吗？
The answer is no. They're not getting it.
他们知道那个事，但是就是没有把这个联系起来。
They haven't grasped yet what Jesus is trying to teach them.
所以他到现在耶稣要在这里要教导他们的东西，他还是不懂。
They don't understand this upside down kingdom that Jesus has inaugurated.
他们不对于神的这个，在我们来看好像是颠倒的这个神的国，他们没办法理解。
Which is counter to the expectations that most Jews had at that time.
这个颠倒的概念跟当时世人或者当时的犹太人对于神国的想法完全是相反的。
Let's wrap up a couple of insights and applications as we close.
好，最后讲几点应用。
Looking for a sign, asking God for one more sign is generally not a good idea. Generally, it's not wise.
所以在我们的生活中，如果你要行事为，你要做什么事，你说，哎，神啊，求你显个神迹给我看，我才做。这个不是个明智之举。
Especially if God has already shown you and revealed to you so much just in the scriptures and in the gospel.
如果你在读经，在神就已经给你的引导的话，你还要再去跟神求一个神迹的话，那就不恰当了。
Right. Instead, Jesus offers a biblical witness about the person of Christ, the revelation of Christ Jesus, who is Lord. This number one here.The Ehal. Yeah. We're offering this biblical witness instead of one more sign.
所以当神已经启示把基督启示给我们的话呢，我们就应该承担这个见证。
Yeah. And we do it sometimes with our words, and sometimes we do it in the manner of life which we live.
所以什么叫做承担这个见证呢？你不光嘴巴要承认这个见证，你的行为要表明这个见证。
We bear witness that Jesus Christ is the King. He is the promised Messiah. He is the Lord of all lords.
所以这个见证要说明什么呢？要说明耶稣是主，是基督，是神的，是万神万王之王。
And so, if there is a request for one more sign, we are not obligated to do anything with that.
如果有人叫你说你再显个神迹给他看的话，你不用理他。
Right. Yeah.And he says the same thing here. It's not a wish or a request that we can countenance. We don't have to honor that request.
如果有人说你再写个神迹，我就信，你不用管这人。
Right? Yeah. B. Watch out for other versions or visions of God's kingdom.
所以当有人跟你讲述另一种对于神国的理念的时候，你要小心。
Right. Those coming from religious or political leaders who always need another sign.
那些宗教领袖、政治领袖，他们总是要再要一个神迹。
About the kind of Jesus-shaped life and ministry that we're trying to emulate.
他们要的跟我们、跟耶稣说的、跟以耶稣为中心的生活是不一样的。
Right. Which leaven, if we accept, will divert you and I from the reality of Christ's end-breaking kingdom.
如果你不小心让这个法利赛人的教进入你的生活中呢，就会让你的生活失去以神为中心的生活。
And that's the intention. This leaven can work, and you don't even know it's at work in your life, and it will divert your attention. It will distract you from learning to listen and respond to Jesus, who is at work in our midst.
所以你那个一不小心让这个笑不知不觉的进到你的心里面，就他就把你带偏了。
Right. Quote Mr. Gombas again. Jesus here is at pains reminding us that worldly dynamics, both among God's people out in the world, are always subtly creeping into the hearts and minds of even Christians who are called to lead and serve in radically different ways than people who are looking for power. 这是第三号的。Just a little bit.
他意思就是说，这位Gombas 他的说，所以这个笑或者说这个世俗的他们的运动哈，它可以悄悄的跑到我们的心里面，影响每一个基督徒，让我们偏离可能神要我们做的事。
So he says, avoid that kind of leaven.
所以这就是个笑。
Right.Jesus is saying, don't let this kind of way of life, this leadership model, shape how you think about the people whom I've called you to love and to care for and serve.
他们这种好像这种属于世俗的这种领导力也是让我们跟耶稣所教导的不一样。
A little leaven leavens the whole lump.
对一点点笑能够让全团发起来。
Right, yeah.Last point, repeated exposure to Jesus' teaching and his works did not leave his own disciples to reflect or to understand, and instead they just gradually became more and more dull.
所以你看看他那个门徒后跟了耶稣这么久，常常听到耶稣的讲论，也看到耶稣的神迹，但他们最后还是变成这个不敏感，甚至变得很迟钝。那你觉得我们呢？
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was my next one. Yeah, what about us? Right? Yeah. Jesus is asking us, I think, maybe the same question today. Can you not understand what I have been teaching you and showing you?
耶稣也说那你现在还不明白我说跟你讲的吗？
Right? And so that causes me to think, how about me? Right? Yeah, how about me? The longer I learn to follow Christ,The more I'm convinced that there's a lot of people that are dull. Yeah.
So, 我最后觉得就是认识主跟从主这么久，最后就觉得没有几个人比那十二门徒强的。
Right.
大家都一样。
And my prayer and my response is, Lord, have mercy.
所以求主怜悯我们。
Right. Yeah. And I'm not just thinking about other people. I'm thinking about myself too.
我这样说我自己也自比自己。
There's times when I am dull and I'm not paying attention to what God is saying and doing right in my life.
很多时候我在主面前也是非常钝的。
And so I think this message is maybe for everyone here today.
所以这段信息跟大家和我自己共勉。
Many followers like me maybe are a little bit dull.
所以很多跟从主的人包括我自己常常会很迟钝。
And so when Jesus says, follow me, we're thinking, oh, okay, he wants me to follow him on X. That means you're a little bit dull.
当耶稣说跟从我这个字跟从的话呢跟你在那个社交媒体上跟从一个人不一样哈。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for your grace and mercy.
主我们谢谢你的恩典和怜悯。
Ah, Lord, have mercy.
主啊求你怜悯
Help us to be awake and to take your word seriously.
让我们能够清醒，能够很认真的来听你的话。
Help me personally to reflect on what you're communicating to us through this word, this text.
让我自己能够明白你在这段经文要对我们说什么。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.